16 gigs isn't enough RAM.
This is from 2004, huh? This looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's worth it. Definitely worth a watch. I feel like it's on some kind of streaming service or something if you're not feeling torrents.
Yeah, I could probably find it somewhere.
Torrents.
Drama, mystery, sci-fi, supernatural, and thriller. Alright, yeah. That looks fucking cool. I mean, it looks like something I gotta fucking sit down for and get comfy and like get some hot cocoa or some shit. But yeah, I'll fucking check it out.
Definitely worth. Somebody's posting this gif of a girl like pulling a swimsuit up her ass. I have always been very impressed that girls can sit there with like a perpetual wedgie and not be annoyed as fuck.
Like,
if my underwear ride into my ass even a little bit, I'm like immediately just distracted and annoyed.
But oh, girls, yeah,
like, yeah,
no,
I wear underwear
stressed.
With like the strand of fabric in my asshole, and they're fine with it.
If I had to experience that, I'd be extremely distressed at all times.
Yep.
But I was gonna say, how often is it that swimsuits do anything for you, or like that one piece swimsuit? Does that do anything for you? Because it doesn't really do a whole lot for me. Maybe it just depends on the character wearing it, but like, I don't see it, and I'm like, oh fuck yeah! Like it doesn't like activate me. I don't know if it does for you.
Ironically, and I will preface this by saying I am absolutely not a lolicon. Lolly is really not my thing at all. But like, girls who are small, like Nagatoro, hot as fuck on them. I don't know why. I guess it like. It almost makes them look like they have curves a little bit, but like just enough. But if it's like a big titty GF or whatever, then no, I'm not really into them much. They're okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's how I kind of felt about them. Like they're okay. It really does depend on the character wearing it. But I think in most cases, it's kind of underwhelming.
Yeah. And by the way, just so we're clear, Nagatoro is for smacking her ass. I don't want to say spanking, because that's going a little far, but, like, I absolutely want to just, like, walk past Nagatoro and, like, give her ass cheeks a little slap.
I'm surprised the protagonist hasn't just fucking held her down.
Because he has ED. The whole manga, we're gonna learn that he has ED and he's trying to hide it. He feels really bad about it.
Dude, I'm convinced most fucking Japanese protagonists have ED. There's no fucking way, man. There is no fucking way.
What a
I don't
sad
know how many
thing
times
to have. I feel so bad. Like, I wouldn't even make fun of somebody for that. I would just feel bad for them.
You know what? I'd be fucking probably a little bit jealous because they probably get a lot of shit done, you know?
No.
Like, they probably get everything done. They probably just, they don't get distracted at all.
No one says that they don't get horny. They just can't get it up. It's the worst of both worlds. At least for us normal folk, we can like rub one out real quick and go back to work. But like, they're just like perpetually horny because they can't get it up.
He's just stuck forever.
Well, then they get introduced to like Tag's prostate play and they become girly boys, and then that's the new genre.
Yes, Anon, us normal folk. If
yes.
You get an erection, you are normal.
Yes, that's the criteria.
That's where it goes, man. If your dick happens to get fucking hard, you're normal. Is this erectile dysfunction we're on the topic of?
Yes. Dougal, what's
Christ.
The point of lying about not being a lolicon? No, I'm serious. Okay, actually, lolly is,
Cunny.
To go back to an earlier topic, like, one of the fetishes that I can tolerate if other good stuff's happening. Like, I don't care for it, but, like, if it happens to be a doujin where the chick is a lolly, but, like, some other thing that I really like is in there, it's awesome. Like, there are some really great Ilya doujins. Like, Ilya shit is hot.
Cunny.
Ilya's cheating. Everything about
Ilya is fucking cheating, man. I was just about to say. Like, it's only Prisma Ilya doujins that I'm like, I want to say for that tag itself, Prisma Ilya doujins probably take up like 60% of it, 60 or 70% of it, like a good fucking solid chunk of my favorites.
Ilya's not just... fair. Ilya is the Lolicon gateway drug.
And here's the thing about it. Here's the thing about it that I feel like is very important. It's exclusively Prisma Ilya, okay? It is not normal, like, Fates Day Night Ilya. Yeah. Fates Day Night Ilya is, like, this untouchable, like, head-pat-only, like, daughter kind of scenario. Prisma Ilya is, like, fucking, you know, all the rules are gone. I don't care. Like, this, like, the amount of doujins that could be made featuring Ilya and Kuro can just... It can go off the fucking rails. I don't care. Like, they need more. So, I'm fine with it.
I'm hearing the, like, music from the last scene of Gurren Lagann when, like, Shimon looks up to the stars and he's like, every one of those glittering lights is our friend. I'm imagining, like, every one of those glittering lights is a new Ilya Kuro version.